But constitutionally, if suddenly somebody got a good idea here and psychiatrists came forward saying, yes, you can reform property criminals too, we'd be in exactly the same boat.
Yes, potentially. And that's not, in our view, a constitutional problem, because this court has long said, for example, none of the things we're talking about here are atypical in prison. The inmates have no particular expectation of a particular set of living conditions within prison. Meacham versus Fano is very clear. They could be transferred from one prison to another for whatever reason or no reason at all without violating the Constitution. This is a very mild incentive program to try to get these fellows to meaningfully participate in the program.
The kind of conundrum that puzzles me, that I don't have an answer to, is illustrated by the trial process itself. I suppose the government couldn't possibly say, if you insist on your right to a jury trial and insist on your right to remain silent, we're going to sentence you to 10 more years in jail. But the government can say, if you confess and don't go to trial and show true contrition, we'll give you 10 years less. I mean, that's written into the guidelines, but they seem to come to the same thing. Well, that seems to be true of this case. And if I could understand how to analyze the first, I might be able to understand how to analyze the second.
Well, Justice Breyer, I would say the first is different, or in essence, we're different, because this takes place inside the prison. The expectations are quite different. That's why we discuss Sandin in the briefs, not because it is necessarily transportable to the Fifth Amendment, but what Sandin recognizes is prisons are very different. And what the expectations are, what the hardships are, it's just a very different situation than free citizens and what they may be confronted with in the way of choice.